Hello and welcome to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. This five-liner has been brought to you by our friends and partners at
DriveCentric,
VinQ,
MXS Solutions, Pure Cars,
Fixed Ops
Digital, and M1 Data and Analytics. If you want to consume more brews or want more information about how to build your brand on our podcast, go to CarGuyCoffee.com. Let's brew! What's going on, car guys and car gals? It's Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And it's Ferlin Arts, subprime hero.
And we are excited to be brewing solutions with you today on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. We got a special car gal brew for you. And we are pumped up that this is the opportunity for us to just say some more things about somebody that you've already probably seen shaking things up and setting the world on fire. And we are excited to bring some of that heat right here inside of the cafe for you. So there is a fresh brew, so you know what you got to do. Tag a car guy.
Tag a car gal.
And share.
Man, let's get it out there. Let's make sure that people know that we are out here talking about what's great about our industry, what's great about the people inside of it, the products inside of it, and what we're doing for the people that are buying from our industry. And it's big. It unfolds in so many different ways, and it all starts with the people. So when we're out here and we're doing what we do, as solutionaries out here getting ready to reach all over this country, all over this world, and really get a chance to meet some people and see what's great out there, and we run into folks like the person we have today. This is somebody that we get to work with, actually, with over at Ascent Dealer Services, killing the game over there. But she's doing more than Ascent Dealer Services. She's doing Cindy. And Cindy Z is the beast of the Northeast, right? Oh. And what I mean by that is that she's out there just crushing things. She's building relationships all up and down that coast. She's making sure that people know what she does, who she is, and how to get a hold of her every single day. She wakes up every day. She works out with her big old dog, dude. But it's so awesome. She does it every day. She's, when I talk about consistency, man, I really, honestly, no joking, being silly, but you look in the dictionary, you're going to see her picture right there.
And it's me like this. Big old smile, excited and pumped up. She's always somebody that's going to be out there showing you what it looks like when you put your pedal to the metal. You go full heart into a direction and you do ascend the hill. And she is climbing mountains, but she's helping so many people. The thing that is the most valuable, I'm sure, to her in so many cases is the amount of people that she gets to lock arms with and take them up the hill with her, which is the exact reason why we brew with the best, like Ascent Dealer Services, who are making things happen inside of the F&I world. If you don't know, you better ask somebody. You can ask Lou, you can ask Fred, but right now, this leader inside of the organization that is Ascent Dealer Services is making things happen, showing everybody what a solutionary does it like. So we're excited to say solutionaries, mount up.
That's right. Get ready. So here once again, I want to say one more time, share this out. Let's get it
share
going.
It.
Let's get some people. Let's get share some it. Comments because share we it. Have a great show for you. Folks, this is the first five-liner of 2024.
The very first one.
And I strategically picked her for a reason. She's going to bring some fire with us. I'm telling you, she's all fresh dew. Y'all are going to see something new.
I mean, if you guys follow her, you all know of that.
It's special. We have it for you today. Right now, we have the one.
The only.
Cindy Zima,
welcome to the show. We're excited that you're here. How are you today?
I'm doing so great. I chopped my hair this morning. I'm ready for your show. I'm in beautiful Florida doing some business and just ready to roll, ready to rock 2024.
That's right.
This is history in the making, everybody. We have this five-liner set up for each and every one of you, first of 2024. Cindy. There is so much fresh that's going on with you, including that new do. How come you brought the change onto the Car Guy Coffee Podcast? It just feels like the right time.
It felt like a good day, right? I feel like change is always good. And it's good to shake things up, and change is always going to happen. And I don't know if I'm the best with short hair, but it's like it'll grow back anyway. It's fine. So
I think everybody would agree. It looks phenomenal. did a great job. You picked a good do for you. It's always good to switch things up because I believe that we are characters, right? And there's something great about becoming a character. You can step outside of your comfort zone if you do that sometimes. And when you get a haircut, it puts you into that, like, I'm in a different mode today, right? And you are. You're in a different mode. You've been in a different mode since the first time I've ever seen you do what you do, right? And you're always, you put it into a different gear. You let all the haters hate. Because if you're not doing anything great, I'm telling you, my friends, you're not getting, you won't get any hate. So when you're doing things great, all the hate comes all the time, but you're going to get a lot of love at the same time. And I would agree. I think you would agree that you get plenty of love. But when we have these people that they got dropped an F-bomb. Right. And that's something that we do with all our, with everyone that comes on the show, we do a new dance. Right. Because officially in about 2 days, it'll be 4 years since we started our very first. So it's amazing to have you here right before your anniversary. So it's great to see that. Folks, it's been an amazing 4 years to bring people like you together to
focus
and fly. And we're going to just keep growing together. So, folks, before we get anything going, we always get focused and fly. So let's kick it off. F-bombs. Let's drop off these F-bombs really quick together. So you know the moves. So wipe off the weight of unforgiveness, focus, and fly. So let's all do it together on a count of three.
One.
Two.
Three.
Forgive. Focus. Fly. And keep growing. Keep growing.
There we go.
And I know you know you love flying because you're an Eagles fan.
That's right.
Don't fly like an Eagle this year. Do not fly like an Eagle this year. Don't wait for next year.
Tough finish to a season, right? You start off extremely, look like the best team ever. And it's not that they're not, just we all have bad Sundays. That's why they say any given Sunday. And we see teams go undefeated a whole season, go all the way to the Super Bowl and still lose the game. Patriots, let's drop that bomb. Anyway, so that being said, thank you so much for being on the show. We asked these five questions in the five liner, and they're the same five questions we've been asking everybody over the last 4 years. The very first question we ask is your why. Now, the why is an important question because that's what drives us to do things like be uncomfortable, allow hate to still happen, but yet keep moving forward instead of allowing it to hold you down.
Yeah.
So what's your why?
So honestly, I think my why, I don't have kids. I have my fur babies, but just waking up first off with gratitude every single day that I get to wake up and someone else maybe didn't. You just need to wake up thankful and pour that love and energy into everyone. So I think that my why is really enhancing people's lives, whether it's just with a smile, whether it's through helping with products and services through work, or just being a happy person and having all of these others around you have that be contagious and have that change their days as well is 100% my why. Making people happy and enhancing everything.
Hey dealers, Car Guy Coffee Podcast and Certified Solutionaries are honored to be part of Team VinQ.
The solutions they've been brewing for you to acquire more vehicles, advertise merchandise, and manage those vehicles has made them one of the most sought-after dealer partners in the market.
They are 100% CGC approved.
And when you visit them at VinQ.com,
you'll see a whole hill of beans worth of reasons why.
Team VinQ, let's brew! That's not surprising in any way, shape, or form.
That's right.
Because it literally exudes from everything that you put your hand to, your pen to, your thumbs to, right? Saying and spraying out there into automotive, right? There's so much that is able to be ventured on when you keep just putting out the content, you keep making the new connections, you keep making the phone calls, you keep doing the things that connect you to the people that eventually put you in the conversations that have you literally reshaping what the industry looks like. Mm. There's so many incredible people that are going to go on to do some incredible things in their lives, and they don't get the chance to get a glimpse of what awesomeness there is like you inside of automotive. The opportunity to do things inside of the automotive industry, there's still this stigma that this is an all boys club, and that's not been the case for a while yet. There's only so many people that are like you and the and many others that we brew with that get bold enough, that get fierce enough, that get fired up enough to say, this is mine, I'm coming after it, we're stretching out, here we go, follow me as I go, like you. But what is it that brought you to the auto industry? What got you here? Because there's so many people that are probably going to be like, man, I need to look. How did you find it? And because you're doing it, I want to do like that. What's up? How did you get here?
So I'm actually at the home of a restaurant owner that I used to work for 10 years. They've become family friends, and someone stole me from them and brought me into automotive probably almost 10 years ago. So I appreciate them a lot. And honestly, I wanted to grow and do something different, right? I worked in sales. Prior to that, I worked in a nursing home with elderly people and taking care of them for their day-to-day life. So I've always wanted to help others. I feel that any type of service or any type of sales is just all kind of the same, right? So in the restaurant industry before automotive, it's kind of the best place to find someone because I was elite in the restaurant industry. People wouldn't come in to take shots. They'd come in to do a nice dinner for two, and I would upsell them, but it wasn't for the point of upselling them. I wanted to give them the best possible experience that they could have by recommending the things that they maybe not have thought to get, or by leveling them up by taking a shot. I don't do shots. How about this without, or on the rocks without the rocks? It's just about making that experience and taking it to the next level. This restaurant owner actually told me once a long time ago, this couple might only have $200 to spend allocated a month to go out to eat. And they're choosing to come to your restaurant. They're choosing to be there over somewhere else. And that might be all they have. So if you're not giving the best damn experience that they have ever had, then shame on you, because that could be the last meal that they have or the thing that then brings 100 more into your store. So I came from there. I got stolen. I got drawn into automotive. I love sales. I love working with people, and I love processes. So I guess the startup that I started working for was very process oriented, and I liked the structure and thought, you know what? Why not? Let's try it.
I love that. And we're so blessed. We have people tuning in right now. You got Don Brady. I love it when he throws up the sunglasses face with the palm trees. He's actually in Florida right now. We'll be seeing him tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Can't wait to see you. Got Angie saying, I love it. Got Brandon saying, good afternoon, everyone. Of course, we got Tony Lucas.
What's up, Pretty Tony?
What's going on? He says, all right, some great people. So right. And then, of course, you got Bruce Miller saying, Cindy is the GOAT.
I thought you were, Bruce.
You know what I'm saying? Hey. I love it.
But she is the GOAT.
She is, right. And then you got Angie.
Angie giving a little more love.
Yes, the experience. Yes. Love you, girl. Hey. That's right. And you do. You're a blessing to automotive, but you're just a blessing to the people around you. I think what you've learned and why you're such a expert at what you do is that you've realized that it's not about the sell, it's about the relationship. Because even if they don't buy today, they will if you stay tuned to that relationship, right? Like, as long as you're in there and you're letting them know, I'm not about the money, I'm about the relationship always, right? And eventually they want to help you and they want you to help them. And they know that you can, because if you have that type of attitude, there's no doubt, right? So that's super special that you come into this industry with that type of mindset, because your why leads right into what brought you into this industry. So it just layers right into that, right? And I love that. Mm-hmm. Along the way, I know you've been very blessed to be able to have some great people. I'm sure it all started at home when you were younger, and then it came out to when you probably had some good educators in your life. And then when you got into your professional life, you probably met some people and been connected. And I know you are currently connected with some really great people who want to see you reach it to the next level. But it takes work, right? We could take a horse to water. Doesn't mean they're going to drink it. You are one that will drink the water, and that's a blessing, right? But you've also been able to help other people drink the water, which is beautiful. But for you, who have been some of the greatest mentors in your journey so far?
Like you said, at first it starts at home. So people like my dad, obviously, he was adopted. My family's from Poland. So he came to this country with that American dream to start over. He knew nobody. One of my favorite stories is he flew into New York. He looked up in the phone book people with Polish last names, and he found someone to help him. That's literally how he moved to this country. If he can do it, anyone can do it. And my biggest fear is disappointing him. So I have to get better and I have to do more, because he did not risk everything and leave his home for me to not be successful in this life. So I'm going to make an impact.
Wow. That's deep. That's right. Somebody better hit their chest one time and say, wow, that was deep.
And I'm going to be,
that hit that heart.
And I'm going to tell you, that was probably the deepest and one of the most profound mentor answers I've heard in the 4 years that I've been doing this. And it was, And the answer wasn't the longest near.
Oh, not at all. She's straight to the point.
To the point. And man,
she knows what she's doing.
What an honor to carry on that legacy.
For real.
Right? What an honor.
Yeah.
And what a blessing. But I could imagine the pressure it could put on your shoulders sometimes. But he shows you pressure is not anything. There's answers. There's ways to get it. You just got to ask. It's very biblical.
You have to want it. Honestly, you have to want it. My brother is another one who I really look up to. He probably doesn't think like he's a mentor of mine. But I look at him and everything he's overcome, like growing up, having his dad leave to then bring them to the country. I've heard stories of him waiting in line to get watermelon and him being at the front of the line and them saying, sorry, we don't have any more for you. So my brother now owns his own business. He has come into success, but it's because he worked so hard and it took him this long. And I look at him and I'm so proud everything that he went through. Wow. I look at it and I want all of that for myself. And I'm just so proud all of the time.
Hey dealers, franchise and independent. We have some great news for you and your number one sales pro.
Your website. Partner with Team MXS. We have the ability to pull you out of that cookie cutter merry-go-round and help your website embody what it means
to do business with you. From the highest quality production to the most strategic optimization, we want to help you connect better to the ever-changing market.
We owe it to you and your team to at least let us do a quick
and free
checkup on your website. We can't wait to hear from you.
Go to TeamMXS.com. Back to the show.
So car guys listening, and Cindy, Fred, and all of us that are here that are just having this conversation, really to learn you, to understand you more. There's just so much to pick out of that, to unpack out of what that demonstrates, what we need inside of our brew, inside of our life, inside of what gets us going. The importance of having somebody that can be a witness to you of what resilience looks like, what no excuses looks like, of what perseverance looks like, to have that witness in your eyesight, that value of a mentor, critical. But some people aren't as privy to that. Some people haven't had those people inside of their life, right? Some people have had to deal with not being able to have a clean sight of what right looks like. You know what I mean? And that's something that's important when you have a partner inside of your store, right? In any case scenario, if you're being brought in by a dealer, right? The dealer is bringing you on with your expertise to show them what to do in your area of expertise, right? They're paying you to show them what to do inside of that and to help them do it effectively. Inside of that, you being able to be a resilient one that pushes them through what they think is limitations until they achieve it, till they get to the hill, they get to the top. The raw building up of who it is that you are with that type of resilience, those types of examples have taken you to the next level. What's going on, Dallas? How are you?
What's up, bro?
Welcome to the party, man. We got so many people in the house today from all over the country. It's just so incredible, but they have some incredible ascent mountains up over there that could be great for pictures. Yeah. It's incredible. It's incredible. But back to you and your resilience and what you get to see. How important do you think it is? This is just an extra shot in there because you are a little extra caffeinated as a person and to the culture. But how important is it that you do have those people that are that much of an example in front of you to say, wipe off the excuses? How important has that been to you inside of your life? Goodness.
It's everything. I know your five questions because I've seen your show before. So it trickles into what's your hardest lesson you've learned. Culture to me is one of the hardest things, experiences that I've had happen really good and happen really bad in this industry, outside of this industry, but literally who you surround yourself with, whether it's positive or negative, that is who you become. So it is so important to have, and if you don't have parents that have the story that, mind you, or the brother, it's so important to surround yourself in your life in all of the categories with those people that build that culture. So Adam Marburger, he is a huge mentor of mine. I now pay for actually professional coaching in my life. Christine Martin, she is awesome. But I choose to surround myself with these people so that I can continue building and growing and becoming better. I never want to stay the same. I always constantly want to just improve myself, stay happy, stay humble. And there's no anything that will ever get in the way of my dealer having a question. They know that I'm loyal, that if they don't even think that there's a way, I will find a way. I will move the mountain. I will make it happen in your store. So I might not know all of the answers, but I can tell you, I will do circles around anyone else that is in the store as any type of vendor, because I care so much. I want everyone to succeed. I want their customers to be happy. It's just all full circle. And again, it's my why. I want to pour into these people, everybody. I don't care who it is. I just want everyone to succeed, be happy, and be taken care of.
Mm, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that's always going to find its way to reciprocate, right? To where what you need is going to be right. There's so many solutions that you get the chance to see and learn by your exposure to the dealers themselves, right? And then you get to be able to take those victories, those wins, and pour them into another dealer. And yes, the next question on the five liner is, what has been your hardest lesson to learn? And inside of your career, it's different for everybody. It's always an interesting story to capture that. But inside of that, even imagine what that lesson would have been like without the example of resilience inside of your life. You know what I mean?
And, yeah, 100%.
Oh my goodness. It's so important, everybody. Find somebody that you can truly be moved by when you consider what they've achieved inside of life. Sometimes it's right there in your family. Ask your family questions. Ask them questions, folks, and do that relationship building that helps you find somebody that's as passionate about life that you can go after and say, show me the way, like a true solutionary. But what for you as a solution, as the person that you are, has been that hardest lesson, Cindy?
I think the culture, and because I'm so loyal, sometimes staying with a wrong culture or not so great environment has been something that has been a hard lesson, in less or more words. But yeah, it's important who you surround yourself with, and don't let yourself get stuck in that negative culture where nothing is ever going to change.
Boom. You are who you are. You are what you eat. You are what you surround yourself with. Show me your five closest friends. I'll show you your future, right? All this stuff matters. We hear these quotes. We've heard all this stuff, right?
So true.
But it's also true. There is so much truth to all this stuff. It's just that we choose sometimes to, because don't get me wrong, the friend that likes to go out and have a good time, I like that friend too. It's fun. But that person doesn't normally like to grow in business too. So I'm looking for somebody that likes to do a little bit of both. So find those people, my friends. Find the ones that are doing the things that you want to do already. Right? You eventually become that person. You become something similar because by osmosis, in a way, you grow because you level up. You like it. They encourage you. They make you see that there's something possible, gives you some faith that's actually there, that's tangible. And then you just start doing it, and then you become more, and they guide you, and then you get to do the same. It's a beautiful thing. That's where legacy comes in, right? That's like with your father and your family, being able to leave that legacy. Now you're in your turns, you take that legacy and you build upon it. And you make it Cindy Z's legacy, right? And that's something that's so amazing and such a great opportunity. And those lessons are hard to learn sometimes. We have to learn those. I learned them in my 20s and my 30s and still learning them today in my 40s. And I'm okay with that, right? And I'm okay with that. But I'm excited about that because just like you said, I love change. I love looking for ways to get better. I love not having to sit and just do a factory cookie cutter type thing. If that's what I did every single day, I wouldn't do automotive. It would just wouldn't be my thing. There's people who love to do that. I am not that person. I'm a person who loves to do what I love to do, right? And do it very well. And then I get to help a lot of people do it. And then maybe I make some money, maybe I don't. But at the end of the day, I build a lot of relationships that in turn help me be able to live the life that I want to live.
We know you're enjoying the show so far. We just wanted to quickly remind you about our partners at
Fixed Ops Digital
and how they are automotive's premier service marketing and technology company.
Not only proud sponsors of the Car Guy Coffee podcast, but they also serve as your dedicated point of contact for all your online service marketing related needs.
Servicing dealerships throughout the U.S. and Canada, the mission is to create a better online experience for your service customers while using data intelligence to drive more fixed operations revenue.
If you want to take your service marketing efforts to the next level, go to
FixOpsDigital.com.
Back to the show.
Let's go. And that always happens. And I love that. Tony Lucas says a moment ago, and I love it because it's so true. This has been a really good episode. And I'm really excited. Where is it at? I'm sorry, I'm losing it.
Dudes. I'm trying to do
this.
Dude, this girl is getting me pumped up. Great stuff, Cindy. Hopefully that was close. Maybe I sounded close.
That's it. That's exactly Tony. I love it.
I got to rip my sleeves.
That's my bro. I got to rip off the sleeves, right? Hold on. You got to go. Hold on.
I can't.
Dudes. This girl is getting me pumped up. Okay, I love you, Tony.
Mad love
to you. Thank you for tuning in and commenting. And you're right. She is. She gets us pumped up because excuses go out the window. If you just put work together, whatever bad things happen, you already know that it's okay. That's just one little thing. You're just one little bit getting it to the next.
Excuses take longer. Oh my goodness. Making excuses takes you down this path and it makes you frustrated and angry and just do the job well, learn from it. If you don't know what you're doing, just keep going, ask for help, keep pushing forward. Mm-hmm. No excuses. I don't like it.
No excuses. And I love that. And because you have studied the show, this question we have not asked anybody. And this is prompted by Tony saying how pumped up he gets about you. So inside of that, there is a lifestyle of being healthy, being active, moving your body around. How important is it, or how effective is it, Cindy, inside of your business to get yourself pumped up physically? And then how does that trickle into what you do professionally?
So it's funny you should say that, because I was not an athlete growing up. My parents actually said, you will get hurt, so you will not play sports. They sat me down at a piano and told me to play the piano. So that's what I did for 15 years. I did it very well, but I'm not athletic. When I joined Ascent, it honestly changed my life. I feel like when you put yourself into that right culture, then all of the things in your life start falling into place. So the health and the fitness, it's just one of the core things that you have to have in order for all of your life to be balanced. When you have that negative culture, it'll bring you down. It'll bring your personal relationship down with your partner. You have to have everything. And I've learned to now enjoy exercise because it gives me energy. I didn't know that I could be even happier and have more energy, but I do now because I exercise in the morning. So
heck yeah,
you do. Every single day. And you show the world. I love that because it holds you a little bit accountable, because you don't let people think that you probably didn't work out today. So she's not really doing it. I know.
I've had people text me before, where's your picture from working out? And not in a bad way, but they're like, seriously? And I think it was for a week it was either November or December. I honestly had to check myself because for 2 weeks I didn't work out. And so I told myself for 7 days, I'm going to do a 2-hour-a-day challenge. And that was like a punishment. It got me back into it. And I did not skip another 2 weeks again after that. So.
East of the Northeast, I'm telling you all. And there's so many people. There's somebody that's commenting on Instagram that I want to just shout out really quick. And that's Mabel. I love Mabel. Mabel says, hi, Oz, Cindy, and says, loving this. Excuses are the time that wasn't prioritized. Right. And she's so right. And I love that. You both are from the Northeast area. Yeah, sip on that. That is 100% right. That's a good one. Thank you, Mabel, for commenting. Thank you for joining us. I know that you guys are very like-minded when it comes to that and how you guys give people experiences and make things different. It's more than just, hey, I want to help you make money. Anybody can do that. There's a lot of businesses that help people make money. But if you're going to help me make money, I want to have somebody that I can trust, somebody that I can have a relationship with, somebody I could break bread with. And that's something that I see you do with a lot of your clients. I know that you'll even go stay with them. And that's pretty cool, right? You have a family in Kentucky, a dealer out here that you get to do that with. And that's amazing. That just shows you that's not an easy thing for dealers to do, to open their home up to people, right?
No, it's not.
And it's not. When we get a chance to do something like that, it's always
like, what? Whatever, to sleep over with the
dealer? I'm always honored. But anyway, that being said, I think it's great that you're out there doing amazing things, being different, but being yourself. That's what makes it so great. And it's pretty awesome. We go through all these things and as we grow and as we learn, we talked about your why. Your why is profound, right? I love it. Then we went into what brought you into this industry, which kind of just trickled from the why to that, right? Which works perfect, is why you're such a blessing to this industry. Talked about your mentor. I love that you talked about your father the way you did. And I love that you even trickled it into the people that you work with now, Adam Marburger. And then I love that you're out there actually reaching out to people and having other coaches in life. It's important. It's all of us need that, I think, to be able to be better. We talked about lessons learned. And I love that. I think that we have to have those in order for us to get to the next level. And I think a lot of people out there look at failures as something that's bad. And actually it's not, it's a lesson. And the lesson learns being learning those lessons and actually taking it to the next level, make life great, mm-hmm. which is what brings up the reward in life. And I'm sure you have a lot of great rewards that you've had, whether it be the love from your father, the love from your people in your life, everyone. I see it. We see it on social. We see it with everyone you get to hang out with. There's a lot of love there. What has been your greatest reward for everything you've done up to this point?
I feel like the biggest reward is just the relationships and these amazing humans that I now get to be friends with at a professional level and a personal level. It makes me so much better, and I can't think of a better reward. I have people mm-hmm. that message me on Facebook and LinkedIn who are acquaintances on there. I haven't met them in person, but they'll help me constantly. I have one guy that looks at every video that I do, and he will send me a message and say, this is how you can improve the video. Don't say this, do it this way next time. And it's because he truly wants me to succeed and do better. And it's a lot of people do these types of things. So just the network and the exposure in this industry, there is no better industry than automotive. The amount of encouragement and positive people, there's negative ones too, but no. I smile and dance past them as well. They think that I'm either crazy or whatever, something's wrong with me or whatever. I still do me. I smile, I dance, no, I make right. sure everyone knows life is too short. Be happy.
Yes.
We could do it together.
Yes. Fire. Yes.
Fuego. Cheers.
Fuego.
Cheers.
Fuego, fuego, fuego.
Cheers.
I love it. I love it. I love it. And yes. 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 Oh, yes. Okay. And that should feel great to have that type of a network, to know that's out there, that it's created. This industry is not different than a lot of other industries. You know what I mean? I'm going to tell people, yeah, there's good and bad people in every industry that you can imagine out there in this world. The good people in this industry, there's a lot more than the people that are talked about. There's a lot of bad people that are on the news. There's a lot of this. And of course, the customers don't really talk a lot about great things because that's just the way the culture's always been. They talk about the bad, all this, they rip me off, I'm upside down because of them and whatever the situation. A lot of times it's not even our fault, though a lot of times it is. Right. Maybe we don't do good follow-up fulfillments. Maybe we don't do the things that we promise that we're going to do for a customer. Or maybe the product that we sell them isn't really the product that we told them it was. Shame on you all. I know that happens out there. We hear it. We hear the war stories.
Quick question. Do you know what Smart Pixel 2.0, Location IQ, and Audience IQ have in common?
You know I do. They are solutions that our friends and proud sponsors, M1 Data and Analytics, are brewing for automotive and beyond.
Once again, you're right, my friend. And we want to invite all of our audience to go to m1-data.com to see how they can help propel your business forward with the right data insight.
Go check them out at
m1-data.com. Let's brew.
Come on now. Back to the show. There's so much more to that if we just build these relationships and we do it the right way. And we have people like you out there doing it the right way, trying to show people how to do it the right way. And you're leading bright example of that right now. So we thank you so much for that. It's important that people see that there's not just
so good
car people that are doing this, but there's amazing people that are just doing everything in life, not just car sales, not just products, but life, friendships, mentorship, community, all those things. Being a fan of a team. I'm a Dolphins fan and it's rough for me. Right. But I will always be a Dolphins fan. Right. And that's important because I am loyal. I'm telling you that.
It's been a rough year for both of us. So
yeah, didn't finish the way I was hoping. But yeah, look good in the beginning. 70 points. Yeah. What? Let's go.
Or you can be a Jet fan, you know.
Yeah, true.
Folks listening on the podcast, paying attention on the replay, watching it right now live on whichever platform you're watching us on and hearing this out, could you please shout out, throw some coffee cup emojis, throw some hand claps, throw some cheers out there, and let Cindy know how much you appreciate her and her just dropping some of her history, some of her heart, because folks, ultimately, that's what we come to bring you on this show are some incredible people, and we call them the great beans of this industry, that we get the chance to grind out some incredible, awesome, high quality Car Guy Coffee Today it is Cargill Coffee. It has been a special brew, and it is so important that people recognize what it is that she's actually saying and so many of the things that she is saying. You all speak of a culture that you want to be effective. People that have made it a priority to find the right culture that hits all of the areas inside of life that help you to become better is right here on the show saying that needs to be prioritized.
Yep.
Just like your time has to be prioritized, the people that are around you need to be prioritized, but the culture around you is critical. And for those of you that are having a cultural struggle inside of your stores, we are the certified solutionaries and we are here to help out with that. You can also team up with Ascent Dealer Services as we do transform who right now should be the person jumping out of their box and going and harnessing anybody that your salesperson isn't trained to close yet. If everybody out in the industry is going to keep crying about your salespeople don't know what to do, give us a call. There's plenty of people to help you out with that, but there's F&I managers that need to be taught how to go get that customer in their office and shut some deals down, regardless of how your salespeople knew how to be closers or not closers, salespeople or not salespeople, if they had it easy or they had it hard. These incredible people right here will help to arm, myself included, help arm your F&I department to be those people that go and say, get back in here. Let's go ahead and help you get to the problem that is extinguished inside of your transportation need. And we'll help you out, but you don't let them sit in the box and continue to talk about why our sales pros aren't getting it done. Let them start showing them how it's done. Well, I don't know why I'm feeling that right now.
It all starts in leadership. And when you're in F&I, my friends, I'm telling you, when you're in the finance office, you are a leader.
Come on, a leader.
Get him. So don't rely on sitting in office and hoping things land in your lap. Go out there and lead the way. Show your salespeople what you have. Be excited about your products. Actually, learn about your products. I could promise you, if I walk into 100 stores, 90 of you all are not going to really know all your products. Minimum. And I'm not saying that to be disrespectful. I'm not trying to say that. I'm just saying that's a neck up. That's a checkup from the neck up. Go out there and look inside that. If you're an owner, go inside and sit down with your F&I person. Just be real with them. Explain the products to me. Explain it without having to pull out a pamphlet. Explain to me what kind of coverage I get on this with this. Don't just say it's a bumper to bumper. Explain what a bumper to bumper really is. What really is a bumper to bumper to me? So really inspect what you expect, right? And it's very important you do. I know that what Cindy is doing out there is making sure that you guys have that process in your store. It's really important. Cindy, why don't you go ahead and tell everybody how to get a hold of you if there's ever something that they have a question about. I know that we're basically out there doing something similar with that, but at the same time, I want you all to know that a lot of times I'm going to pass the buck to her.
Yep.
That's the one. That's the one. Just so you know, if I need a client and I can't handle it, I'm sending it to Cindy, period. I already know who I'm sending it to. So that being said, Cindy, how do they get a hold of you?
They're taken care of if they're with me. That's for sure.
I know that.
You can reach me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, any of the social media platforms. I'm on TikTok too. Send me a message. I think my cell phone is even open on LinkedIn with my email address for Ascent Dealer Services. You can hit their website, but message me on any of those platforms and I am happy to help bring a little bit of the good culture into your store.
Come on.
Bingo. And as you all see, if you type in that name into any of the search things, you'll find her. She's Googleable.
Find me.
It's called Googleable because she puts enough posts out there, puts her name out there. She lets people know who she is, what she does, and why she does it, my friends, and how to get a hold of her. So I'm telling you, she knows the secret ingredient on how to build a business. She's doing it right now, and she's just really just beginning. Friends, it's just
only just begun.
And there's so much more to see, and we're going to see a lot more, my friends. Be ready for it. Reach out to Cindy because she's there to help you. If you're in the Northeast, she's the beast that's going to help you. So make sure that you guys reach out. I hate even saying that about a lady, but she's the one who actually said it, not me. So I just want to say that I'm not the one coming up with that. But I understand why that brings out an energy. I'd feel like that too. I believe 100%. Thank you, Jordan. Excellent five-liner today, everyone. Appreciate that. Matt Damos joined us for a moment. That's one of my greatest mentors
yeah,
of all time. Incredible. One of my best friends of all time. Yeah, he could work a deal.
Mark Shamus says, all the training should be in the finance and aftermarket. There are referred to as business manager. Come on, preach. Thank you, Mark. They are usually the last person in negotiation and should leave that office feeling good.
Bueno. And I believe you and I agree with you. And we all will pray on that happening in every F&I office, right? But it's not. And that's okay. The biggest room in the world, Lou, is what?
The room for improvement.
And we all fit inside that
all
room.
Of us.
We should always be constantly all sweeping those corners. And it's okay. If you're not great today, you can be tomorrow. Just keep learning and keep using that 1% rule. 1% a day, you're going to get there. That's how you ascend to the top of the hill.
Come on.
With somebody like Cindy Z. Let's go, baby.
Let's do it. Love it. Let's go.
Come on. Right. Come on. Car guys and car gals, we appreciate you taking the time with us. And it is time for you to go do what it is that you do. Hopefully, we have caffeinated you. If you need some more of the brews, go to carguycoffee.com and make sure that you do share this around. Subscribe and let us know what it is that you think of the show and who you want to see brewed on the show. And we'll go ahead and check the quality of those beans and try to brew something up fresh for you. But as of right now,
for you.
We are so thankful for each and every one of the sponsors that brought you the show.
Everybody.
Those that have been here saying what's up. You are the high quality car guys and car gals that we want to keep speaking to, but most importantly we want to say thank you to the one, the only,
Cindy Zeebo.
Thank you so much for spending time with us. I am Lou Ramirez, the car guy,
and I'm Frelinars, the subprime hero,
and you've been brewing solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. We are excited to keep brewing with you, but before we go, we gotta forgive, focus, and fly. So on three, Cindy Z, let's fly.
Let's do it.
One, two, three.
Forgive,
focus,
fly, and keep growing. Keep growing.
Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. We will see you soon. We're out.
Peace.